Building Destiny, a Merlin Arthur fanfic, written by Swin for the AU Challenge at Summer Pornathon 2010, recorded by Sophie Nisba for the Mechanical Technological Square at Kink Bingo 2010. "Hello there," Merlin says cheerfully, as he's put down on the floor beside Arthur's, well, beside the pieces that are shortly to become Arthur. Arthur ignores him. "Hello," Merlin tries again. "Oh, no, you aren't broken, are you? You look like you'd be such fun to put together. All those nice, clean lines. Love the red color." Arthur sniffs. "Inasmuch as it is possible for a stack of wood and glass and a random collection of hardware to do so." "I don't need a cordless drill," Arthur says haughtily. "I come with my own tools." "What, that tiny little hex key?" Merlin scoffs. "That'll take ages. I'm much better, trust me. Have you together like magic." "Your bit wouldn't even fit in my holes," Arthur tells him dismissively. "No one has ever talked to him like this before." Granted, no one's ever talked to him much at all. He spent most of his existence shielded in cardboard and plastic, alone, waiting to take up the place he was built for. Uppity power tools were not specified in his instruction sheet. "Oh, I have plenty of bits, interchangeable, all different sorts. Flathead, Phillips, hex head, even one of those funny star-shaped ones. Never met a slot I couldn't fill," Merlin says proudly. "I bet you strip them all," Arthur mutters, though he sounds a bit less sure of himself. "Never. I'll just slide it right in. Fill you up perfectly. Screw you so good and tight," Merlin promises, practically purring. "We'll see about that," Arthur says skeptically, as his parts start being arranged. "Just you wait," Merlin tells him. "Bet you've never been assembled by someone like me. Those hex keys are so awkward. Shift your grip and they just pop right out of you, or else put it in at the wrong angle. Terrible. But when I do it, I move so fast, everything gets all warm, especially the screw I'm putting in you, twisting into your lovely pre-drilled holes." "If you say so," Arthur mumbles, a bit shy now. He always expected to be slapped together in a rather matter-of-fact manner, nothing like what Merlin's describing. "You don't believe me? How was it last time, then?" "Last time? Oh, you've never been assembled before, have you?" Merlin asks. "Well, I'm just out of the box, aren't I?" Arthur objects hotly. "Right, of course you are, yes. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you," Merlin assures him, a gentleness to his tone that wasn't there before. Arthur isn't nervous. He isn't, but, well, maybe there's a tiny bit of trepidation. Or there would be, if there weren't something about Merlin that makes Arthur trust him rather more than the little piece of metal that Arthur was shipped with. The first parts are in order now, and Merlin's moving in against Arthur, his bit slipping into the head of the screw. It really is a perfect fit. And then he lines up the tip with Arthur's hole, pressing against the opening, and starts working it in with a mechanical growl. "Oh!" Arthur exclaims, stunned by the sensation. It's one thing having his parts held together by hand, but this hard shaft driving into him, heat and pressure in his hole, that feels like it'll tear him apart, even as it locks him into the shape he was made to have. "Mmm," Merlin growls, finishing off the first fastener. He pulls back, and Arthur feels bereft without Merlin's bit in his screw head, even with the screw itself filling him. "You okay?" Merlin asks, carefully aligning the next one. "More," Arthur gasps, overwhelmed. "Knew you'd like me," Merlin hums, pleased, and starts again. "You'll be so good when I'm done with you, so strong and sturdy. This room really needs you, you know, something to tie it all together. You'll be perfect. I know you will. Harder. Please, put it in. Yes, that's it. Just like that. You take it. Oh, and your wood. Your real wood. Not even particle board. Oh, I knew you were something special. A lovely thing. Oh, yes." When Arthur's fully assembled, Merlin gets a place of honor in one of Arthur's top drawers. And if sometimes the drawer sticks a little, and Merlin can be heard buzzing inside Arthur's body of his own accord, well, luckily, Gwen isn't much inclined to complain. The end.